Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is that your testimony on this morning? Oh, my God. Hey, with my hands lifted up and with my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and said, his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, God, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And then he said, you know, not just by myself. Amen. But let us exalt his name together. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, God. We bless you for another opportunity to come before your presence with thanksgiving, God. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Father, for these next few moments, let your word go forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Prepare our hearts and our minds to receive your word, and not only to be hearers, but to be doers of your word. We thank you, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Saints, please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am excited to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Certainly this is the day that the Lord has made. And guess what? It's a choice. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Nobody drug me up in here on this morning. Amen. I came with under my own volition. Amen. We used to sing an old song. I woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And then they got real happy and said, ain't no harm keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we're so grateful. God bless all the saints today. Amen. We thank God for another day. Good friend, dear friend, and short-term friend, but I tell you, Pastor Williams, so glad to see you today. Amen. Reverend Atkins, I believe, and I was going to say, your sister, I didn't know that was your mom. So glad to have you all here today to be in fellowship with us. You know, there's no strangers in the house of the Lord. We're saints of God. Amen. And we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Our sins are forgiven. We're on our way to heaven. Amen. We are blessed beyond measure. Yes. You know, we used to say, when I just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done. I mean, A-double hockey sticks. And all that he has done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for saving me. Anybody glad you're just saved today? It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that my soul is set free. It's important to me that I'm saved. I thank God for Jesus. Amen. He looked down on me. He looked beyond my faults. And he saw every one of my needs. And I'm so grateful today. And so we praise the Lord. The subject today is, what do you see? What do you see? There's a verse that I'm going to read. I'm going to have to come back in context. But in Romans 1 and 20, it says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. That almost sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God has shown himself mighty. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And so we want to talk today about, what do you see? I see so many things happening in the world today. Matter of fact, I asked Camille to bring up a few slides that just kind of caught my attention. Now, you know, we've been over down in Kentucky at the Ark Encounter, and it's a real replica of Noah's Ark. And all those people that put it together and built this thing loved Jesus. And it was just such a blessing. And I began to look at some of the things that we saw, and even the virtual reality where they put these glasses on you. And it's like you down there in Noah's time before the ark. And you're sitting in this chair, and it's going all over the place. You're going back in time. And it shows them building the ark. And then it got real sad when they showed how all the water looked like it was just coming at you. And then how the ark just floated. Praise God. And the people were safe inside. You know, God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And one thing that God hates is sin. See? And that's how, as a believer, we can be so thankful that he has forgiven us of our sins.
Yes, yes.
And not just to, not just for us to be saved and said, I'm on my way to heaven and me and my foe and no more. But he has given a burden on our hearts as saints to share the word with a dark and dying world. Because people are dying today. People are leaving this planet without Jesus. And so we just thank the Lord. So this first slide you see, there was an earthquake in Morocco. 11,300 people dead in a matter of minutes just a few days ago. That's sad. That's unimaginable. You know, in California, we've had some tremors. We've had some good little jolts. But in my lifetime, we haven't seen nothing like this. Can you imagine the cry that's going out through the country, through that area? Mother's gone, children, father's gone, homes destroyed. There was another slide I wanted to just share, because my question is today is, what do you see? You know, what is it that we're focused on today? What are we seeing every day? Here, we remember the fire in Maui. Can you just imagine the devastation? And this is just one picture out of many. And I still haven't got my head around how you can have the ocean right there, have a road with cars on it and houses, and you would think that the wind would be blowing this way from the ocean. But all of this stuff burned up and the people are left homeless. Hundreds of people gone. You know, the cry, it almost reminds me, when the death angel came through Egypt, there was a cry that went out. You know. But you know, even, I'm told even that, and God didn't say in that day, even in Pharaoh's Egypt, every Israelite put the blood over the door. Whoever put the blood. There may have been some Egyptians say, you know what, Pharaoh, I'm done with you. I'm going to find some blood. Put over the doorposts, see. And then did you all hear about the flood in Libya where two dams broke? And the next slide, Camille. And this is just one area, but 3,000 people in this past week perished. Of course, the blame game is going on. But what do you see today? Right? You know, the scripture talks about wars and rumors of war. What last slide, Camille? This ain't no cartoon. It's stuff happening all around this world. And Jesus said, when you hear wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, he said, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. How many know Jesus is coming back sooner than what we might think? That he's closer now than he's ever been. And what should we be looking at? What do we see today? Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. When we look at our nation, what do we see today? We're seeing things and hearing things we've never heard or seen before. What do we see today? This world is in a chaotic state. Now, we know that the Lord told us to occupy until he come. What do that look like? See? Oh, yeah. You know, why do we go into the prisons? Why do we go into the homeless encampments? To carry the word of God. Because the Lord said, he gave us a mission. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. He said, these signs shall follow them. There's some signs that should follow blood-bought, blood-washed, redeemed saints of God. Amen. Yes, we love coming into the house of the Lord. But you know what? We didn't come here to serve God today. We came here to worship the Lord today. Right, we came to fill up our tank again so we can go and be about our Father's business. Right. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So we give God glory today. So what do you see today? Scripture, Romans 1, 18 through 23, is so much in the book of Romans. It's so much that we clam on to as Christy this morning, reading the opening scripture, you know, and said, all things work together for good for them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. It's good to know we have purpose. It's good to know who's put burdens up on our heart today, that why? That we can bring him glory. That somebody can see Jesus in us. Then Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He didn't say, make it shine, make your light shine. He said, oh, let it shine. I don't want to be a saint by proxy. I don't want somebody to think that I'm going to be saved when I get around you. But when I get to work, it's going to be another story. Because, you know, you don't know what I'm dealing with. No. You know, we need to be in Christ, Christ in us, the hope of glory, and we have a testimony. Yeah. Somebody need to hear, everybody in here have a different testimony. Amen. There's one sister sitting out here in the congregation who in the trying times of her life, God gave her a word, said, fear not. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I believe my sister is still standing on that word today. Is that right, Sister Caroline? When the road get rough, and the going get tough, and the hills are hard to climb, this sister God said, fear not. Stand your ground. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. And that what God told Moses, the enemy you see today, you'll see no more forever. Oh, I would have got happy feet then with Pharaoh behind me, the water in front of me, and God sends the word. How many know we need a word from the Lord? You ain't going to get it on the news stations. And I don't know if too many folks even read papers no more. Especially get to a certain age, you can't see it no way. Say, no, y'all quit throwing them papers out here. I can't even read that thing, you know. But if you want some good news, if you want a reality check, if you want to know what the pulse of the world is, get in the Word of God. So here, you know, remember Paul had said, prior to this verse, we're going to look at, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. You know, as believers, we have nothing to be ashamed about. I had shame before I came to know Christ. I was ashamed of stuff I was doing. But I had a case that can't help it. But Christ came in. Amen. I ain't ashamed no more, and I can tell it. Say, look what the Lord has done. Look where the Lord has brought me from. All glory be to God, the one most high, in the name of Jesus. Oh, but let me read this scripture. You know, you get to thinking about how good God is. You know, Isaiah the man came apart at the seams when he saw the glory of God. He said, in the year the king Uzziah died. And I had to stop right there, Reverend Atkins. I said to say, okay, well, why did he bring that part in? Because he knew how his uncle died. Uncle got rebellious, tried to do something in the temple he wasn't supposed to be doing. And in his rage, God smote him in the forehead with leprosy, and he died of leprosy. But he said, in the year of the king, I saw the Lord. Oh, all of us have a testimony. At some point, if you're in Christ, you remember when you saw the Lord. And he was high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Praise God. So it's the same God. So in verse 18, he said, for the wrath of God. Huh? This is New Testament. Yes, that's right. This is not the Old Testament. Where we've seen how sometime God opened up the ground. Swallowed folks up. Fire fell from heaven. Burnt folks up because of their sin and their rebellion and their idolatry. See, some folks today figure they can just do whatever they want to do and ain't no consequence. God's word is true whether you believe it or not. Whether you decide to receive it or not, his word is still true. He told Adam, say, the day of you eat of the fruit, you will surely die. Folks been dying ever since. Matter of fact, pray for me. I have to eulogize a dear friend of mine on tomorrow. Praise God. We're living in some perilous times. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. The anger of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Get this, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And I was looking at it, I'm saying, suppress the truth. To exclude it from your consciousness. The truth of God, they suppress it. We're seeing today things that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. We used to pray that the babies would be safe crossing the street going to school. And now we're wondering if they're going to be indoctrinated in kindergarten. I'm just saying, what do you see today? He said, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. See, we're talking about the creator of the universe. We're talking about the one who spoke and the universe came into existence. We're talking about the one who is love, the epitome of love, this great creator God of ours, who created us in his own image and likeness, gave us intellect, emotion, and will. He's even romantic. Who made these beautiful moonlit nights? Birds chirping in the trees. Have a young man running hot and cold at the same time. This God is so awesome in every aspect, but he's a holy God. And he's a righteous God. Because, you know, Jesus said, wide is the way that lead to destruction, and many's going to find it. But narrow is the way. Narrow is the gate that leads to life eternal. You know, I'm so glad for that narrow path. All right. You know what? I ain't missed nothing from the world. I escaped by the hair of my chinny chin chin. All right, listen. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. When you look at the cosmos, you know, you look at the moon and the sun and the stars that we can see, and then you look at these telescopes and these nebulas and black holes. God said, let there be light. All right. And it's steady light and it's steady expanding because God spoke it. That's right. You know, you look at the trees, the forestry, the fruits and the nuts and the vegetables. Who made all of this? God said, don't bring them in. God said, I'm going to send the animals to you two by two. They say, okay, we got our marching orders. And somebody said, well, you know, that's a whole other story for another day. He said, bring two of each kind. And there's different things within the kind, but you only need two of a kind. Praise God. So this God we serve, his wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. And this is what really, really the essence of this message came from me today. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. The attributes of our holy, loving, and righteous God, who on day one said this, and day two said this, and day three said this, and when he got to day six and all the animals and then he created man, he said, it's very good. And he gave man some marching orders. Clearly seen. You know, it's not that some folks can't believe. It's that some folks won't believe. No matter what you show them. It takes the spirit. But listen, how am I to put somebody down when that was me at one point? I wouldn't listen to nobody. You know. And we find this today. The last time we were down at San Diego's prison down there at Donovan, how many young men say, if I had to listen to my mother, if I had to stayed in church, I wouldn't be looking at 30 years. That's why, you know, scripture says, remember your creator in the days of your youth. It's time. But what do we see today? Do we only see our family, our four walls, our freeway between home and the job, and that's all we see? Saints, there's a whole lot we need to be seeing today, because Jesus is soon to come back. And we need, and what manner of people ought we be? He said, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power, everlasting power. Oh, my God. Omnipotent power. Dunamis power. His eternal power and Godhead, so that they, or I say, we are without excuse. God has shown enough just in creation that somebody need to say, you know what? I didn't come from, you're not going to make a monkey out of me. All right. I didn't come from a monkey. No, no. I was created in the image of God. See? And somebody said, well, it was a big bang. Well, I'm sure it was some noise when God said, let there be light. But God said it, see? And you know what I've learned in life? What I cannot comprehend, see, I apprehend by faith. God said it. You know, when we was at the Creation Museum, they showed how the baby from conception, and I'm looking at all this stuff, and my little brain was just smoking. God, you put all of this together. Only you can do something like this, God. And he's the God, well, that causes regular, plain, or ordinary people like you and I to communicate with each other. Hallelujah. To love one another. Yes, right. To care for one another. Well, you don't see animals doing that. But we're created in God's image. But God has, he has set some rules for us. He said, verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. How many today have a thankful heart? Hallelujah. Do anybody except me have something to be thankful about today? Do anybody in here remember where he brought you from? We used to look, say, sing the song, look where he brought me from. Oh, my God. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts. And their foolish hearts were darkened. Oh, that's a bad place to be. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man. We are corruptible beings. Man's heart is deceitful, desperately wicked, above all. Who can know it? And man will create and make an image of a man. I never will forget when I worked with the LA Unified School District. I used to go to the donut shop every morning. I got a little cup of coffee, decaf, but I did get a donut. And every time, it was a Buddha sitting there. And every morning, Buddha had a fresh banana, glass of milk, and a donut. He never could eat it, but they had to replace it every morning. I ate mine, so I was better off than Buddha because mine wasn't going the way, see. But this is what he said. Man changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. And if we were to read the rest of this out, it shows you just how depraved man can be. So God has, his wrath has been revealed, but he has a cure. All right. The cure is Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, and you know, even if you look at Psalms 19, verse 1 through 3, most of us know it by heart. The heavens declare the glory of God. Have you ever just looked up at night and said, wow? Especially when you get out of the city. Joshua Tree, you know, you get up there and you look and it's like, whoa, you know, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament, the skies show forth his handiwork. Somebody designed all of this. What do we see today is what I want to know. What do you see? You know, and matter of fact, personal, what do you see? I whip out the mirror. Man, what do you see today? Where are we in the grand scheme of things today? What are we called to do? The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. Listen to this. Day unto day, they utter speech. At night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. I don't care what part of this globe you're on. You look at God's creation. You look around and you have to say, how did this come into being? You know, over in Acts, there was a monument that was built up to the unknown God. And Paul said, let me tell you who he is. He said, but we see Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 1, 15 through 16, talking about what do you see? Guess this. Guess what? We serve a God. We worship a God who we have never seen. But it's like that kite flying. Get so high up you don't even see it. Man passed by the little boy and say, what you doing? He said, I'm flying my kite. He said, I don't see no kite. How you know it's still there? He said, every now and then I feel it pulling. Every now and then I feel the Lord pulling on me, talking to me, encouraging me, telling me to straighten up and fly right. Thank you, God. He said, this God we serve, this Jesus Christ the righteous, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. So the evolutionists can come up with their dog head theories if they want to, but the Bible tells me that God did it. And whose report are we going to believe? He said, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth. Visible, here it is again, and invisible. What do you see today? Do you see some invisible stuff? Do you see something that the world can't see? Do you feel something that you can't see, but I feel something churning down on the inside? Oh, God, that brings tears to my eyes and nothing sad. He said, him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, principalities of power, all things were created through him and for him, the God we serve, and his name is Jesus. Yeah. What do we see today? Hebrews 2 and 9, but we see Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do you see the Lord working in your life? Do you see the handiwork of God? Say, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. That's the Lord. He came down to deliver us. To deliver mankind from the clutches of Satan, from a shame-filled, cursed existence. He came, suffered a death crowned, and was crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Isn't that something? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but he's washed us white as snow. We have hope beyond the sky that when we step out of here, we're going to step into his presence. You know what? I'm going to finish up here. But you remember, brothers, we had a men's fellowship about 5 or 6 months ago. And I'm talking about how God's wrath is revealed and how people desperately need Jesus. There was a young man that came with Pastor Solomon, had a tattoo here. And he was kind of crying out. Well, I got the text on 2 days ago that the man now has been locked up for murder. And he was sitting right where Mark is sitting. Shot a woman, a pregnant woman, killed her and a man, and he didn't die. Now, on one hand, he was crying out. And then on the other hand, now his life is gone and others are gone. The wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness today. Oh, I tell you, it's time for us to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, 1 Timothy 1:17, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible. Hallelujah. To God alone is wise. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So the question is, what do you see? Oh God, do you see God moving in this earth realm? Do you see the mighty hand of God where my sister was in that terrible accident over a week ago, hit a wall off the highway, busted her chest, the chest bone punctured her heart, and we didn't know what was, but God, yeah. By God, she's still here. In the name of Jesus, do we see what the Lord is doing? Oh, thank you. What do you see today? Do you see the healing hand of God? Do you see the God who's able to do anything but fail? Do you see the God who raised you up from a horrible pit and established your going? Do you see and understand that God is sovereign? He is control. It's not relegated to presidents or to dictators, but the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, it belongs to God. Whatever we need, God's got it. You need a promotion. The Bible says that promotion comes not from the east or the west or the south, but promotion comes from the Lord. If you're depressed, if you're heavy-hearted, he say he's the God who lifts the hung-down head. Whatever we need,
God's got it.
Oh, my God, God's got it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to know, what do you see? Three P's, what do you see? Do you see that God has great things in store for us? Hallelujah. Do you see the anointing of God? Amen. Working and moving in your life. Do you see yourself in a better place? Amen. Do you see that unsaved loved one coming to know Christ? Brother Steve today, he gave a testimony that a dear person close to him was in church today and he'd been praying for a long time. Ooh, praise the Lord. Praise God. What do you see today? Do you see yourself coming out of that situation? Do you see yourself with a new heart and a new mind? Do you see yourself running for Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Say, that's my word. That's like my mother-in-law. We talked to her, and she getting ready to hang up. She said, that's all I got. So that's all I got. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to encourage and to challenge and to prompt to think about where we are in this place and time. What really matters? It ain't the size of anything. It's the quality of something. You know, little means much when it's placed in the master's hand. You know, what is greatness? It's in God. Praise the Lord. Amen. I said I'm done. Now look, I don't even start. Because they said preacher can stop seven times. No. I'm done with two today. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we just thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone in need of prayer today? Lift up that blessed hand. We have preachers in the house today, evangelists and different ones and saints of God all together. If you stand in need of prayer, we got to get back to the point to understand who we are, who we serve, that he's yet the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what you need, anybody in here ever been healed by the power of God? Let me just take a poll. God, see your hand. I'm talking about you were physically sick and the Lord healed you. Praise God. Is there anyone today that needs prayer? We just want to agree in prayer with you today. Now, we ain't going to drag you all up here and trip you and jump up and down on you. But if you stand in need of prayer, lift up that blessed hand. We're just going to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Sister, baby, sister, God bless you. Thank you, Father. We thank God for our visitors today. Oh, my God. God is just so good. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for one more time you've allowed us to fellowship together with Jesus Christ being the center, the nucleus. God, we thank you. We pray, Lord, for those hands lifted. We pray for Sister Janet, Lord. Won't you bless her? Jesus. Patrick, Lord, Jesus. Interacted with that young man on the other night. He needs you, Lord.
Yes.
He needs you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. His mother is concerned. His grandmother is concerned. His great-grandmother is concerned. We're concerned for him. At 18 years old, God, you are a restorer, Lord. You are a heart fixer. You are a mind regulator. So we lift up Patrick and the entire family today in the name of Jesus, that you would work a miracle on his behalf. Raise that young man up. Give him to be able to see the invisible, to believe the impossible, God, to feel the intangible. Raise him up from the place where he's at. And we thank you for it. We thank you in advance. We bless your wonderful name, Father God. So all those in the sound of our voice on today, in the name of Jesus, won't you bless them, Lord? Everyone that broke the plane of the door on today, meet every need in their life, Lord. Between here and home, give them safe travel, Father God. We just thank you for it in the name of Jesus, Lord. If there's any sick or afflicted, touch today. God, anyone whose memory is not what it used to be, touch today. Father, those mothers who've been praying for a long time for their children, touch today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our nation, Lord. We're crying out to you. We're calling upon your great name. And we ask you, Lord, to have your way in the name of Jesus, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord God. So why don't we just stand? It's benediction, Lord, saints of God today. We're so